We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Membeis Amabeis, and we are starting five lines from the bottom. Ahu Gavra, Zok the Gemara. Ahu Gavra, the Afke Zuzi Gavri Chavre. Someone gave money to his friend to watch Omalei, and then he comes back a few weeks later. Says, "I'm coming to pick up my money. Have Lizuzoi? Can I have my money? Omalei Lo Yidan Eches Svin. What the way I put it? So what's the halacha? Also, can I the Rav Omalei Kol Lo Yidan Apshiusi? Anyone says I don't know." It's a pshia, zil shlem, you have to pay. So what is it? What was talking about Shem Echinim over here? And he says, I don't know where I put it. And the loch is, he's chayef. Freik the Ritva, so what exactly is the case of Aveda? We know Shem Echinim is part of Geneva of Aveda. What's the case of Aveda? Geneva means he knows where he put it, and it got stolen. What's the case of Aveda? He lost it. If every lost his pshia, so what's the case of Aveda? Then Freik the Ritva, it's a pump of kasha. So one pshat the Ritva says, is I know where I put it. But now it disappeared because one of the kids took it and put it somewhere. So here it's not a pshia because I know where I put it. I know exactly where I put it. And it wasn't stolen because the kids didn't steal it. They just moved it somewhere. I don't know where it got moved. So that would be a case where it's avedia potter. The case where it's a pshia is I don't know where I put it. But yeah, I know where I put it. Just avedia means one of the kids took it. That's one pshat at all. The Ravid says a maridig of pshat. The Ravid says like this. This din that's a pshia is only if I don't know if I put it in a mashumadig place or not. But let's say I know, I put it in a place where it's washed. I just don't know where it is. That's called Aveda. The case over here was, I don't even know if I put it in a place where it's Mishtamer. That's Pshiusi. But if I know I put it in a Mishtumadiga place, in a watched place, then even though I know where it is, it's not called Pshia. Zogdimar Vaita. Someone gave money to his friend to watch, and he had to go away. So what did he do? He gave it to his mother. Shulman Lima gave it to his mother. And his mother put it into her bowl where she keeps all her money. She keeps all her money there. And she put it there. But she didn't put it in the karka, obviously. She had no idea whose money this was. Her son gives her some money. She put it into the bowl. But it got stolen. So what's the halacha? Omar Rava. What should we do in such a case? Name Ulele Day Zilshlim. We should tell him to pay. We tell the Shomer to pay. Omar, he says, what do you want from me? I gave it over to a good bendas. I get a tiny Shomer, Shemosel, Shomer Chayiv. So Omar, he says, call, tap on base now, call a mafka, das ishtoy, bono mafka. We know, when you give someone a pekodon, you give it to Madas that he can give it to his family. Here, that includes his mother. So since he gave it to his mother, that's ishtoy, what, his wife is better? His wife is also better? His mother is also part of the family. She obviously lived in his house. She lived in the same house. She's part of the Bnei Beisai. So since the Bnei Beisai are muta to give it to him, so that's not a pshia. So you lie to give it to your mother. Okay, let's go to the mother. Name lo le'ime zil shlimi. Why don't we tell the mother? Why don't you, maybe you should pay? Amra. She says, lo amali lavdi deinu dakvirinu. I didn't know it wasn't his that I should bury it. And the Rosh and the other Rishonim explain, the Ramban also, that she says like this, I thought that he needs his money all the time. I know him. He's always buying things. So I thought it was his money, so I didn't put it in the karka. So name Malay, so why don't we go back to him then? Say, Amrullah, why don't you tell your mother that it's not your money? And then maybe she would bury it. Omar, he said, Koshkein, I thought that it's better if I don't say it, because I know she's more careful about my money, other people's money. Omar, Koshkein, the Chiyamina, Lord, the Dean, and it's famous, the Arab, she'll watch it even better. So don't do over here. Al-Marava, what we do is like this. He makes a shvua, he gave it to his mother, which is mutter to do, and he did his shvira, he gave it to his mother. The mother swears, that she put it into this bowl, the ignim got stolen, and pottery. And both of them are potter, because the maisa, there's no tain on anyone here. She didn't know that it was a pekadon, and she watched it as if it was her kid's money, and he gave it to the mother, and therefore everyone's part over here, and the Bialim, poor Bialim, loses out in such a case. So tomorrow night, another case where we have a problem over here, we're passing it on. Who apachapa, the Yasmi, there's apachapas, who's taking care of the money of the Yisraimim, and he figured it's a good investment to buy a shar. And that's what he did, kachava. The Zavon Lutur Yasmi, he bought a shar for the Yisraimim. And the first day he buys the shar, he knows nothing about it, for him. Masu Bakra, he gives it over to the Roya. The Roya is like a babysitter, takes from all everyone in the town, takes everyone's shvarim from the town, and he gives it to the baker. You take care of it, you feed it, take care of it. Okay? Lo yahav l'kich v'shini. Turned out this shar did not have teeth or molars. Didn't have it. L'meichel to eat or miss. And it died. It died in one day. So that day, He gave it to the Baka. The Baka gave out lunch, gave breakfast, lunch, and supper to all the Sfarim. At the end of the day, he finds a dead cow. This cow is dead. It didn't eat. Didn't have any teeth. So what do we do over here? Amar Amar Chama. He's going to dine al Hayadina. Name the apachop is still slim. Tell apachop is to pay. Amar, and all the Baka are Masarati. I gave it to Baka, to the professional. What do you want from me? I'm not paying back to the same the money. I did my job. I gave it over to the Baka. Name the Baka is still slim. Go to the Raya, the shepherd, and say, you pay. Oh my, no, but how did Turiya come to? I had no idea. Give me a shor. I put it together with my other 80 shvarim, and I gave them food. I gave them food. And I didn't know he's not eating. And check if he wanted to eat lunch nicely. So, Mechti, Murray has a kasha. Okay, that's his taina. Is that a taina or not? Okay, let's see. Mechti, Bikr Shem Yisachar, do you ask me? The shepherd is a Shem Yisachar. He should have what? It's not an oinis. He should have checked it out. So the Mara says, you're right.
Deraya?
What, Deraya? Deraya is the professional here. You're right. He has a little bit of a taina that he's feeding 100 cows. But you're a Shem Yisachar. It's not an oinis. This is your job. You have to check it out. So, Lachari, how do you let the Shem lose for this? So the Mara says, you're right. If the Shem will be losing out here their money because the Shor died, you're right. The shepherd have to pay. So what's the case over here? The Lek upset the Yasme. There's no Pseidah Yisrael. Why? They go back to the owner of the shar, the seller, and Meshokal Yasuz takes back his money because it's a Mekach Tayyaz. If you sell me a cow without any teeth, this cow can't live more than one day. You have to shecht it right away. You sold me a cow, I thought I'm buying a cow for a bunch of years, and no teeth, it's a Mekach Tayyaz. He got his money back. So what's the Din Tayyaz here? The Din Tayyaz here is between the owner, the seller, and the shepherd. And also all the apachapas. We'll see in a second. Welcome, I'm skin like I said. The Yasme, Dashkula Mara Vitura Vishaka Yasme Zuziminet. Elaman Katan, who's having the Taina here? Mara Vitura Katan. The seller has a Taina. The Boyla Aduin, he tells the apachapas, I sold you the shar. I had no idea either. We'll see why, because he was just a broker. He should have told me right away. So the Mara asked, speaks out what we just spoke out. My Medin Le made the other Mechatoy Sava. Of course, he knew about it. He sold it. It's Mechatoy. He's a broker who buys from here and sells from here, and now it's final sale. He has it. He's just a broker. He has no idea where it came from. He's a broker over here. He's tiny over here. It's, you're right. It's Mechatoyis, but I had no idea. And you should let me know. You should let me know. And he's tiny against the apotropos and the roya over here. You should let me know. Hilkoch, the law is like this. He swears, the Safsira swears that he didn't know, and therefore he has a taina on the shepherd. And the shepherd has to pay the seller the mei bas vazel. So the long rashi here to explain what does the seller got to do with the roya? The roya is the shepherd of the apotropos or the assignment, not of the seller. So Rashi stelled su a mishnah before. That according to Rabbi Yossi, if you have he's rent a part to someone and he lends it to someone else, according to Rabbi Yossi, and he's a shayla to someone else, according to Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is that the owner could do a din tayr with the shayla, even though the shayla borrowed it from the shaycher, but he could go, he says that the shaycher can make shayla with my money, and it's the din tayr that goes between the owner and the shayla. What's the pshat? He says that the owner goes with makoim. The seicher rented the shayel, lent it to the shayel. Now the owner is mocking that. So really, he is called a baldover here. So the shepherd is a baldover of the owner. But the only thing is, he has a little bit of a taina that he had no idea that this cow wasn't eating and it was between all the cows. If we have a little rachmanis on him, we make a pshara. Like Rashi explains, if the shayim were losing out, there would be no pshara. The shepherd would have to pay full price. But since over here it's not Yisraimim, it's not Ketanim, it's someone who's of name Mechila, we make a Pshara, we'll only make him pay two-thirds. Because the Maisa has a little bit of a Taina that, a little bit of a Taina, the Maisa was hard for him to realize. Now, Taisa doesn't like this Pshat. We can see the Taisa himself, it's a very small Taisa. The Mei Basa was all, Dog Taisa. Pirish Rashi, Hitl Pshara B'Neim. Rain Tam Pirish, the Din Gomahu. It's a real Din. Because like this, let's say, the shepherd would have told the broker, by the way, this cow has no teeth. Has no teeth. So what would he have to do? He have to shecht it immediately. So if you shecht a behemoth, it doesn't have the same value as a full behemoth. It only would be the May Bas of Israel. How much I can sell ribeyes today for. So that's what it means, May Bas of Israel. It doesn't mean that can be 2/3. It means whatever you can sell steaks that day for. Right? It says, you couldn't even wait to the Yom HaShuk. You would have to sell today, so it's a regular Tuesday, and you know, right before Tu B'Shvat, how much meat could you sell already? So it would have to be the May Bas of Israel. And that's what it means. It's a din. It's not a pshara like Rashi learns. Talk tomorrow about a new story. Same idea, new story. Who gavra dafki k'shus gavri chavrei? Someone was mafgid hops by his friend. Hops is the way you make beer. You make beer with these hops. It's a type of grain. And he gave it to his friend. So that guy had a big brewery. Havalei l'dei nami carried this k'shus. And he also had his own pile of hops. And he made beer. So Amalei Sarasei, he told his worker, he says, bring me some hops. And he says, from that pile, because his pile, he won't take from the sermon, from the Pekadon. You don't want to take from the thing he's watching, someone else. He said, take from my pile. Amalei Sarasei, hi Rami. Also, this Sarasei, you know, he is, after all, an assistant, so he didn't know what he's doing. He took from the other one. Rami Meidach, took from the other pile. Amar of Amram, Heichin and Adainu, Dindin and Adina, what you doing in such a case? Name related days of Slim, we should tell the Shamer to pay. Rami. I told him to take from that pile, not this pile. Name little Sarsa Slim, tell the assistant to go pay. He didn't say take from this, not from that. And like Tosh speaks out, at the end of Tosh is me. He didn't think, I tell you to bring that potato. Okay, that potato. It's all the same house. He didn't know. So what do you do here? So the Gemara says, it depends, first of all. Either Shah Shir La Suya Lay, Lay Isolate, if one was further than the other one, and it took him a while to come back, and the owner didn't say a word, so Goliad Daite, the Shomer Chap, he's taking from the wrong pile, he should have said something, then he's responsible. Goliad Nichle, Nichle. But with Loy Shah, let's say with Loy Shah, that's what the Shah is. Afraid the Gemara, by Loy Shah, Lemaisa, Saif Saif, Maip Sayyidiko, but come Star Shile. The Gemara times like this. So you used my hops. Okay, so now, the other hops, the Shomer's hops, should go to him. Come I say again? He's going to use his hops anyway. So why should he get both hops? Okay, so you switched it now. Give your hops back to the guy who gave it for safekeeping. What's going on? That's Mishtar Shlem. He gained from those hops. So if he gained, he owes you back hops. So my answer is, Omrav Sama Breda Rava, Dava Shukra Chal. What happened was, this batch of beer went bad. So he tied his, look, you know, I didn't even gain from your hops, and it's not my fault. So I want my hops, and those are your hops. Your hops got ruined. Go speak to the assistant. It's not my problem. That was the story here. And therefore, he said he's potter because he says it's not my fault. I watched it correctly. This guy took it, and he's tiny. I don't know. I didn't know. And therefore, the owner loses out. That's one shot. Rav Ashi Amar, Bikisi. The case was that this beer and this guy's hops were inferior quality. It was thorny hops. And the beer didn't come out so great. So all that guy has to pay because he gained, but he only has to pay for the amount of thorny hops. When Mishalim laid the May Kisi, he pays the price of hops.
Versus
what?
Versus what? Why would he always?
Not the full. No, he always pays the full amount because if it's regular good beer, he pays the full amount. He gives him his hops.
But only took your hops. He didn't take your beer, took your hops.
Right, so your hops out here are worse. The beer came out worse. You only pay that much. You basically have to pay. You're right. Yeah, no versus nothing. You got to pay the whole thing always. Here, the case, what was the nidin over here? What was the problem here? I don't want to give you my hops because your hops are worse. And therefore, you only pay the less of the hops. You pay only what I gained. What I gained, the how much it is, only what I gained. Let's say beer of hops are worth much less. I only have to pay what I gained from your hops. I don't have to pay the price of the entire hops, only what I gained. So therefore, because it's not so good, and therefore you pay. Now, Tosfos really asked your kasha. I guess that's bothering you. Look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos says, Pirish Rashi, Shoy, Kishos, Molly Kaitzim, Veloish, Spiach, Beshech, came out from Taiva Pshita, Shoy, Yoyser. Is that your kasha? His Tosfos kasha is like, I should give more than that? Like, why should I give more? I'm not giving more than that, but that's his kasha. Yeshlaim, the Afa Pish, Shoy, Shom, Yoyser, Lamaicha, Behemo, Lo Yeshal, Masha, Shovel, Sheikher. He says, Be'etzem, if we would have left the hops the way it is, it would have been worth more for Behemo. Now you turned it into Sheikher. So you're not paying as much. So the owner is losing somewhat. He's saying that's all you have to pay. That's the ma'aseh, all you have to pay. That's what he says. It means another pshat from Reich Hananel. If you have more time, I and Chum. But this is Rashi's pshat, and this is how, this is the way we learned the Gemara with Rashi's pshat.